torture.
Drive time.
Are we on the air?
All day long.
The last bastion of quality programming.
The Lakers repeat back-to-back titles.
Anything is possible. Auburn University is winning the national championship.
The smallest city in the country has won the biggest
Welcome
game.
Back in
the Vince Lombardi Trophy is coming back to Green Bay.
When the desired frequency is reached, the tune button can be released.
The Sutherland Studios, Aiden Morrison alongside you. And football season right around the corner. Both Carbon and Emory gearing up for their inner squad scrimmages. Blue and white game taking place this Friday. Going to be over at Mont Harmon Middle School. Black and gold game out at Emory High. Going to be a good time to see how these two teams are looking heading into their upcoming seasons. And yesterday, we had the chance to catch up with one of these teams as we held our annual media day out at Carbon High School with the football team. Had a chance to gather with a lot of the seniors and even some of the juniors and the coaching staff, and we're getting ready for the upcoming year. As a part of this, we were able to catch up with Andy Kiefer and Carter Branch, two of those senior dinos who are looking forward to this upcoming year. Now, before we get into those conversations, I want to present a few observations I made during this. Now, last year, we saw Carbon start the season off 2-0, and then injuries later down the line kind of derailed what this early season success they saw, as well as just a nightmarishly tough 3A division. I mean, you look at the teams who they're facing, North Sam Pete, Juab, the Richfields, the Mantis. These are teams who are all contenders for state titles. So it was a tough stretch of football, but one thing you could feel last year watching these games was that there was a culture shift happening at Carbon High. These were guys who, no matter what the score on the scoreboard said, they would compete. There was no quit in this Dino squad, and that's something that you really love to see. And I saw a continuation of that cultural growth amongst the Dinos yesterday, because I'm going to be honest, media days can be a little chaotic. You got a room full of high school students freshly off practice, and they're excited to go home. But these guys, they organized themselves. They were very attentive. It was incredible to see how the nature of this team as they prepare for the upcoming year. And that gives me a lot of hope for the product we're going to be seeing on the field from the Dinos. So it's exciting to see that this growth continues on at Carbon High, and it's something we've seen across the athletic department. Things are looking good out at CHS. So we're going to start first with our conversation with Carbon High School senior Andy Kiefer.
We're here at Carbon High School with senior Andy Kiefer. We're going to be talking about the Dinos' upcoming season. Blue and white game right around the corner, and then right after that, a showdown against ALA to open up the season. Andy, it's a pleasure to be here with you. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. I'm super excited to do this interview, so yeah.
So let's talk about the offseason. It's been a bit of a unique one for you guys. I mean, field down there, it's all torn up. You had to find new places to practice. What was the offseason like trying to overcome things like that, just the small things they have to deal with?
Yeah, you know, coming, you know, not having our field, having to come through that adversity, come up through that stuff. I mean, it's hard, but I think it only makes us better. And, you know, having to find a new place to practice, it's football. It's you find me a piece of grass, we're going to come play, and we're going to come and do our best, you know?
Well, let's talk about the offseason workouts. I know coming into this offseason, a big emphasis for you guys was going to be spending time in the weight room. How has that been going, and how do you think it's helped the team, outside of just the strength and conditioning matter, how do you think this has helped the team build camaraderie with each other?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's helped us to get to know each other better and to talk with each other more and get to know everybody more on a personal level, spending time with each other in the weight room and lifting with each other, having that work ethic and just going in there and working hard, I think builds a team dynamic that we need.
Now, as you mentioned, that team dynamic, and that's something that really develops as you get into, you know, those two-a-days, those first padded practices that you step into right before the big inter-squad scrimmage. What's the environment like in the locker room in the lead-up to blue and white, and especially the lead-up to ALA?
As far as, like, scrimmages and practices go, we're a team, and we've made that very clear that we are a team, and that, you know, if someone makes a good hit, like, you say, hey, great hit, and you help the other person up, there's no rivalries, there's no pushing each other around, like, we're here to be a team, we're here to get better as a team, and that's been a big emphasis of us in the off season and in these early practices. As far as ALA goes, we're here to play, we're here to come, we want to show what we're capable of, and that's been a big emphasis.
Now let's talk about you for a second. In seasons past, you've been a continuous contributor for the Dinos on the varsity level. And you know, you started to gain recognition statewide as one of the premier defensive linemen in the 3A classification. How does it feel to be ranked amongst some of those elite of the elite in our division and in 3A?
It feels great, to be 100% honest. It feels like the work that I put in is starting to really pay off, and you know, the lifting the weights, all the stuff that we've done in the off season, going to camps, things like that, just feels very nice, very refreshing. But it's also like, it's a big team effort. Like, going and having to compete every day with my team only gets me better, gets them better. And I think that's one of the things that, like you said, where I've been a continuous varsity starter, that I've had to be a sophomore who was undersized and start and go against bigger people. But then as I've become the senior who's the bigger person, it's just helped me to continue to want to work hard and get better to prove myself.
Now let's talk football. What's your favorite part of the game? Offense, defense, what do you love most?
I love defensive end. I love defensive line, but pass rushing is my favorite thing ever. I kind of set a personal goal this year of I want to lead 3A in sacks. So just, I've been working a lot of pass rush stuff. So my favorite thing's just getting a sack, you know?
Go-to pass rush move. What do you like?
Stab chop or just a ghost rush. You can't beat them.
Now, when you look at the elite defensive linemen, both in the collegiate ranks and in the NFL ranks, who do you like to model your game after? Who inspires you the most in your defensive line play?
I love Aiden Hutchinson. I've been watching him a lot since college. He's another big, tall defensive lineman. He stands at like 6'7". I think I'm 6'6", so just trying to model my game after him with both of our long arms and that kind of stuff, just taking things from his game has really helped me.
Now, looking ahead to ALA, that big season opener, what do you know about the Eagles? What are you looking forward to about that contest?
The previous years that we played them, they've always had a good team. They run the ball a lot, but they can also pass. So just coming in and just coming to play, like, you gotta, every game you have to approach with the, I'm here to prove something, that, you know, like, I'm here to better myself, better the team, and just taking every game with the sense of, like, I want to win. So nothing in specific other than just, I want to win, I want to go prove myself.
As you look at your career as a whole, standing here as a senior, if you look back at freshman Andy Kiefer, what would you tell him? What advice would you give him looking back on your career as you prepare to enter into your senior campaign?
Get in the weight room and just lift. You just lift every day, take it serious, and off-season workouts are really important. Make sure you show up to those. It's sometimes really hard to be committed to that stuff, but that it matters a lot more than some people give it credit for. So just showing up even when you don't want to.
Now, Andy, before we let you go, anything you want to leave Dino Nation off with?
Let's go get a win week one.
Andy, thank you so much again for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Again, that was Andy Kiefer, senior defensive lineman for the Carbon Dinos, joining us to help preview the upcoming year as well as the upcoming blue and white game. In addition to Andy, we were joined by quarterback Carter Branch. He joined us to talk about the blue and white game, the matchup against ALA, and his recovery from injury last season.
We're here with Carbon High School senior Carter Branch, and we're talking about the upcoming season blue and white game right around the corner on Friday, and then following that, the season opener against ALA. Carter, pleasure to be here with you today. Thanks for taking the time, man.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So let's talk about the offseason. It's been a bit of an interesting one, lots of construction, making you have to change your practice habits a little bit. But what have those offseason workouts looked like, you know, from the weight room to actual practices? What has been the emphasis for you guys this summer?
I think we've been really pushing each other this year, and it's been really good. And then just also being a team, like, we're really brothers and we, like, get along a lot better than most teams, I'd say.
Now, when you mention that brotherhood amongst the team, how do you guys go about building that brotherhood? What kind of things are you doing to make sure that this team grows and there's no infighting?
Oh, just build each other up. And then also, like, seniors aren't afraid to talk to freshmen and be their buddies, like, kind of take them under their wing.
Now, you and I were talking beforehand. It's nice to see you back on the football field after missing last season due to injury. Talk about that recovery from injury to where you are now. What's that journey been like for you from your junior year to your senior campaign now?
It was a lot to handle, a lot to take in just in an instant, but it made me a lot better. And just from the sideline, you get to watch and learn things and really appreciate your teammates and coaches.
Now, what do you think the biggest thing you learned during that time was? You mentioned learning lessons. What was the biggest thing you saw on those sidelines?
Just, like, you learn that there's more to life than the game, but also when you are playing that game, just to enjoy your time and also just help others out and like be a good teammate.
Now let's look ahead to the blue and white game. Always fun to see these inter-squad scrimmages. What are you guys looking for? What are you guys looking to accomplish on Friday night?
Just have fun, you know, get people out and then just, you know, kind of give them a glimpse, but also like be teammates and pick each other up.
Matt, you look ahead to the next week's season opener against ALA. It feels like every time you guys meet on the field, there is some fireworks. What are you looking forward to with ALA? What do you know about the Eagles?
Well, they're a great team. Every year they show up to play, and it's became a really good game to have in the start of the season. Just kind of get things going. I'm really excited and think they got a new coach, but excited to see what that brings.
Now, as you look at the season as a whole, are there any things you're particularly looking forward to? Any game that stands out on the schedule that you have circled, that your teammates have had circled all off season long?
Definitely getting that Emory game back on the schedule. That one's for sure.
It's always one of the most fun games of the year. I love the atmosphere there. You really can feel the fans from at least a mile away. Those stadiums are packed.
No, that it's a fun game. They're a great team. It's fun to battle against them.
Now, let's talk about football. What do you love most about the game? What keeps you motivated to keep competing at this level?
Definitely my teammates, coaches. Like, we got great coaches, great teammates. Love to be with them.
Now, in terms of actual on-field play, what do you enjoy most about the sport?
Still, I don't know, just getting with the team, being loud, and, you know, wearing that Carbon jersey, really proud.
Now, as you look ahead to this upcoming season, if you had to tell Dino Nation one thing, what would you tell them to get pumped up for this upcoming year?
New team. We're here. We're trying to make some upsets and shock some people.
Now, if you could look back at your freshman self, knowing what you know now as a senior, what advice would you give that little freshman?
It's going to be hard, but just keep going. Keep having fun.
Now, Carter, before we let you go, anything you want to leave us off with?
Oh, that's it. Go Dinos.
Go Dinos, Carter. It was a pleasure. Thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Again, that was Carter Branch joining us yesterday for Media Day out at Carbon High School. Things get kicked off for the Dinos this Friday out at Ma Harmon Middle School as they prepare for the blue and white game. Then next week, they're going to be opening the season on the road in Spanish Fork against American Leadership Academy when those two teams meet. It's always going to be fun. We're going to be joined by head coach Nick Milovich next week to help preview that contest, as well as recapping the off season. So lots of fun to be had. We've got Emory Media Day coming up next Monday, so stay tuned. We're going to have more conversations from that coming up right here. But we're going to keep the focus on football heading into next segment. NFL, finally back tonight. Hall of Fame game taking place. Always one of the worst played professional football games you'll ever see, but it's been so long without the sport that, well, you have no choice but to watch it, and you're bound to enjoy it no matter what that product may look like. So in honor of that, we're going to be taking a look at news from around the NFL and training camps. We're also going to be looking at what quarterbacks could come in and really surprise us this year. So we have that to look forward to right here on Drive Time Sports.